It was just like a movie. It was just like a song. My God, this reminds me.
Radio show. Video games, pop culture, and everything internet. Plug in from 5 to 6 p.m. every Thursday with Heather and the gang. 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. We introduced our segment today with four songs, the first one being the Batman theme from the 1966 original show with Adam West, followed by the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme, which came out in 2012, and I thought was a really great reimagining. Very true to the original Teenage.
Was that for when the movies? You know about the new movies, right?
Was Michael Bay.
Oh, what's wrong with Michael Bay? He's fantastic. Explosions, explosions, explosions.
So it's the guy who likes the Resident Evil movies.
Whoa.
Yeah, shots fired.
I know. Resident Evil is a fantastic movie series. But no, aren't they coming out with like a second movie soon?
They are. The sequel came out, and I don't like it because the trailer was very catchy. And I know it's not going to be good.
Oh, we should give it a chance.
Maybe. But after that, it was followed by an Animal Crossing New Leaf song called KK Disco, which is a radio station you can listen to in your house. And after that, it was JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle, which is a fighting game featuring all the characters from JoJo Bizarre Adventure. And that song was called Arrivederci.
That is a wonderful name.
It was a great song.
So going back to Animal Leaf, I know Animal Crossing. Mm-hmm. I know you spent countless hours on that game, right, Heather?
I have, and I really want to go back to it because I still haven't finished all my debts.
Debts? What do you mean debts?
So you could upgrade your house to a certain amount, and you can also upgrade your town to a certain amount, and each project is more expensive than the last. So I haven't actually upgraded and bought everything. And if I go back to my town now, I'll probably overrun with weeds and cockroaches. So,
do you remember the little, I'm really dumb for not knowing the name, the little arcade creatures that you like took care of, you had to feed daily?
Tamagotchis?
Yes.
I bought one like 3 years ago, just out of nostalgia reasons.
That is awesome. Did you let it die, didn't you?
The new ones have a pause button.
What?
Yeah, so you don't have to constantly feed it throughout the whole day. I don't know if you remember, but a lot of kids got in trouble in my school because you'd have to, like, feed the Tamagotchi certain times or it would die.
I could just, okay, if one of my students got caught doing that, I'd be like, no, take it out. Go ahead and feed it. You need to take care of it. I'd totally respect that kid for having a Tamagotchi. Oh, my God. I would really respect them for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying there, kids in America. You need to learn how to take care of Tamagotchis.
It's learning responsibility.
Exactly. There should be a whole class to it, you know. When you become an adult, you got to take care of kids, and it's exactly the same. You know, you can't press pause on your children.
That's right. Did you ever have to have, like, a child-caring class in high school where you had to, like, take care of an egg or a flower or a basket?
No. I thought that was only in the movies.
I thought so, too. You know, I actually never had to do it in my high school either, I was sort of expecting it.
We did have a home ec where you had to, like, learn how to cook. But I opted out of it. Like, supposedly I was, like, good enough to get out of it.
Mm.
But I don't know how to cook today. Like, I eat, if Julia was here, I eat as if, you know, there was nuclear fallout. That's how I eat.
Do you wish you went back and took that class? Or do you think it probably wouldn't have helped you at all?
Probably wouldn't help me at all, to be completely honest.
So, I also wanted to say for today, for the Arcade Radio Show, we're going to be going past our normal 1 hour. We're going to be staying until 7 o'clock today because Alex from the Desperate Hours, today's anniversary. So happy anniversary,
happy
Alex.
Happy anniversary, Alex.
So the lounge will be coming on earlier today at 7 when we are signing off. So the next two songs I'm going to play for you are from movies, Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. And after that, it's going to be the Royal Tenenbaums. These two songs are from their soundtrack, and they're both movies from the director Wes Anderson, which I'm a very big fan of. Some more notable movies that he's done has been Rushmore and Fantastic Mr. Fox, and Moonrise Kingdom was very popular as well. So he's known for having a very quirky, bright, and somewhat off-putting style in his movies, which I think he's really defined for himself. So let's go into that. With The Way I Feel Inside by The Zombies.
Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart for you? Would you say that you would try to love me too? In your mind, could Could you ever be really close to me? I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I will dream that someday you'll be really close to me. I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I'll keep trying to hide the way I feel inside.
back to the Arcade Radio Show. So the first two songs out of the four we played were those Wes Anderson songs, which was The Way I Feel Inside by The Zombies, followed by These Days by Nico, which was featured in the Royal Tenenbaums. After that, we had the main theme song from My Neighbor Totoro. And lastly, it's followed by Angel's Fear by Secret of Mana. So up next, we're going to go right into a really fun song that I like from probably one of my favorite albums of all time, which is Discovery by Daft Punk.
Feeling so free. Games, I always check the rating and content descriptors on the package, but there are times when I'd like more detail about what's in the game. That's why I love these new rating summaries. They provide an in-depth description of a game's content to help me decide if it's okay for my kids to play. Rating summaries are free and available on my smartphone or at home online.
For more information about video game ratings and rating summaries, go to ESRB.org.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be. Still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. Without you. Without you.
So the last two songs we played for you was a cover of The Beach Boys by God Only Knows, which was featured in the BioShock Infinite game, which had a lot of great covers of modern new songs set to an older sort of aesthetic. And after that, it was the Kingdom Hearts 2 main song Passion, which was the orchestral version. And I never played Kingdom Hearts. I'm sort of happy I didn't.
You, if you played it, you'd have the same emotions as every fan out there. It's like a love-hate relationship. The game is super fun. There's a lot to collect. Mm-hmm. And the characters are really adorable. And the whole game is actually pretty cute. The problem is that the plot is about darkness and light and how the darkness will take the souls of the heartless and the heart will find the souls of the darkness.
Yeah, see, I'm already tuning out. I've had like 5 different people try to explain the plot to me and most of them are like, I don't get it.
It's just a lot of nonsense. But what's an interesting thing is that they have these characters that are kind of like another version of yourself. Kind of think of like an evil you.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that concept's so cool because I'm pretty bad. So
there'd be a good version of you.
Well, no, there'd be just a super evil super version. Evil. Exactly.
You're more evil.
But they come up with these weird names. So it's like an anagram of your name, mm-hmm. but there has to be an X in it. So like so Sora, creative. Sora, his nobody, his evil version, which wasn't really evil, is Roxas. So it's Sora mixed up and then they add the X in there. And they do that for a lot of characters. So my question for you, think about your name.
I don't think I could do an anagram that fast
and add an X to it. That would be really hard. Like Heather, like Therax.
Yeah, that works.
Raxeth.
Maybe like Ether Hex.
Ooh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, that's a really easy anagram because I didn't change any letters, really.
You know, it works. I mean,
what would yours be?
Roxas and... Oh, God. I've thought about this so much. And no matter how I jumble up my letters, nothing sounds cool. It's like... Slenonex.
What? That sounds super cool.
Not at all. Like... Nesselix. Ooh, I actually like that one. No, I need another N. Dang, I can't do this. Nesselixin.
You know, would this sort of reminds me of like, would there be like a clickbait sort of thing where it's like, find your Kingdom Hearts name and you would like type in your name and they would give you a list of anagrams?
That just reminds me of like the Divergent series. It's like, you took the test, right? And you picked the household you were in. Do you know the Divergent series?
Yeah, maybe just for our viewers, just remind us.
Yeah, so the Divergent series, if you haven't read the books or seen the movies, it's basically a utopia movie.
Mm-hmm. Or dystopia.
Dystopia, mm-hmm. Thank you, excuse me. And it's the whole concept that these factions, these groups were created in order to have the society survive. And you had, I can't even remember the factions, you had like Amnesty, mm-hmm. which was like, you know, the caring.
So you got like love, power, money, power,
yes,
brains.
Oh yeah, because you had Honesty. Honesty was mm-hmm. one of them. So you had
Earth, Wind, Fire.
Yeah, I didn't really? Even think about that. Yeah, it's more like the elements. You had like Amnesty, which was like the wind, I guess, the like really carefree, they really cared, I don't even know, but they cared for people. You had the honest people. What are the honest people? Why, I should be looking this up right now for you guys. But
so, make a long story short, there would be like online quizzes.
Yeah, there were online quizzes, but of course the best one was Divergent.
Because
you were all of them. You were like the special chosen one.
So everyone wants that.
Yeah, exactly. So you take the quiz and you got Divergent and you're like, oh my God, I'm so special.
This online quiz tells me so.
Guys, I'm the only Divergent out there. And then you find out everyone else quizzed into Divergent.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
it's not a good quiz then.
Yeah, I mean the only good one's the Harry Potter one.
Oh, with which house you're in?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you didn't fit into any of them, you just got kind of pushed into Hufflepuff.
Hey, man, I'm Hufflepuff. You
I'm
better
Hufflepuff
step off.
Too
good.
Hufflepuff brothers.
You
forever.
Know, honestly, that was a little bit too aggressive for a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
But Hufflepuff. I'm sort of like straddling that Ravenclaw line.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I'm more of like a Hufflepuff Slytherin.
Hmm. It's probably why we get along so well.
Maybe. I don't know if it works that way. You know, I actually went on a date and someone asked me that.
Really? Like, that was an icebreaker question?
Yeah, they were like, what's your sign? And I was like, I guess, I mean, I'm Pisces. And they're like, oh, that explains everything. And I was like, excuse me?
Oh.
All right, like, cool.
Do you ever have anyone ask what your zodiac year is?
Yeah, but I don't, that one I don't care about. Like, there's no way.
Well, I just think it would be funny if it's like, oh, like, what's your sign? You'd be like, oh, I'm this. What's your zodiac year?
Yeah.
Like, just to come back at them.
Well, because, like, everyone, because you grow up with the same people, right? You go to school with people your age.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even special because everyone that you're growing up with is the same one.
Mm-hmm.
It only becomes special once you're, like, 35 and everyone is, like, a different age. And you're just like, oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when you're in high school or middle school, you're like, we're all monkeys. Woo.
Yeah, the compatibility charts for the Chinese zodiac are a little weird because they're usually more compatible. Like, they kind of compatibilize people who are like usually like a 7 year age difference.
Really?
Yeah, like there's usually a really big age gap between years for compatibility. So I always feel like that's just like a cultural thing that didn't really.
It might be a cultural thing, or it could also be
really
like
catch on here.
It could also be like back in the days, right? There was huge age differences between like arranged marriages.
Yeah, that's one speculation. I don't really know for sure, so I don't want to talk about things I don't know.
We
about.
Should definitely not do that.
Yeah. All right, so up next is the main menu theme from Killzone 3, which, interesting enough, is also an orchestral version. welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So just a quick recap, those last songs that we played for you were the main menu theme from Killzone 3, followed by Song of Storms from The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, and then Working Your Body from 1080 Snowboarding, which is close to my heart because it was one of the first games I played, which was featured on the Nintendo 64, and that was the song that played when you picked your character. So
I would have never guessed it was called Work Your Body.
Yeah, really, no. It's a very subtle song.
I was thinking that I like how it's named after a degree amount. You know, I'm guessing, 1080? Because you spin 1080 and you land.
That's exactly right.
That's the trick,
yeah.
Right? But my favorite part is whenever I have people talk to me and they tell me, I'm really going to change. I'm really going to pull a 360.
Oh, does that really annoy you?
It bothers me so much. Because a 360
it's the same
is where you started.
Same direction that you're facing.
Yeah, right. So you're not going anywhere. It's supposed to be, I'm going to make a full turn, or not a full turn, but I'm going to make a 180.
180, yeah.
Yeah, because you're going to like completely go to the other side, face another direction. Mm-hmm. But everyone says 360.
I've never heard anyone say that in my life. And
really?
Yeah.
Have you always heard the 180?
I've always heard the 180.
I'm a math teacher, mm-hmm. So I always have everyone mistake that to me. They're like, I'm going to make a full 360. It's going to be great.
Would it be annoying to you if now in everyday life I say things at the wrong angle?
Please. Please do it. That actually make me really happy.
Okay.
I always want to like hit on people using math terms.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, instead of saying what sign are you, be like, hey, what sign are you? I'm opposite over hypotenuse. You know, like
tangent.
You do know this. This is so great. You're such a trigonometry girl.
I like geometry a little bit more.
That's part of geometry. No,
just
worries.
Testing you.
Yeah, that's
keeping
yeah.
you on your game.
I always tell people that if they're gonna get with me, they mm-hmm. need to be able to recite the quadratic formula.
That's very important.
You need to know that negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared. Let's quiz you out there. If you know the quadratic formula, let us know.
Well, we're going to play something very interesting while we wait for that phone call. This is Twisted Nerve, which was really made famous from the first volume of Kill Bill, which is actually probably my favorite movie of all time. It's sort of known as the whistle song, but I'm sure you recognize it once you hear it.
ピクミンには毒がある個性がいろいろ生きているよ